Well, I don't know if she's actually my candy girl, but we've got Lydia Gregory on the phone, and she's account director of Andrea Mistakos Public Relations, and we're going to chat today about a really favorite subject of mine, and it's the boutique hotels, and in this case, it's Mexican boutique hotels. Good morning.
Good morning, Ray. How you doing?
How are you this morning?
Fine. Happy to be here.
Good. And we're happy to have you. Listen, I must tell you that, and you can take as long as you want, because I really think that the boutique hotels is really the best way to see any country. And, of course, we're going to talk about Mexico in this case. And you have a very, very impressive list of hotels, and it's something very dear to my heart. So be as dramatic as you like, because I think that those in our audience who have never had the wonderful experience of staying at some of these boutique hotels should really get a little lesson from this. So why don't you tell us first of all about your collection?
Well, the collection's name is appropriately Mexico Boutique Hotels. And what it is the owner, John Yowden, and his wife decided to, you know, they loved Mexico, they loved to travel through it, and they loved to stay at places where it's more about the experience, the service, and the warmth that you feel of staying there, which is very apropos to Mexico. It's as you've been there, you know, it's a very warm, welcoming kind of a place, instead of staying like at a 300-room hotel where, you know, nobody knows your name type of thing. And so, you know, they had a really hard time booking these hotels and finding them, so they decided to put together a collection of these special boutique hotels so other travelers who aren't, you know, who wouldn't, you know, want to go exploring and trying to find a place would be able to go to one-stop shop, pretty much, to find these wonderful boutique hotels that they themselves have hand-chosen to be part of the group. Now, we have 45 hotels that are spread throughout the whole entire Republic of Mexico. As you know, Mexico is a huge country.
Absolutely.
And you can have experience there at hotels that are either on the beach or in the jungle or in one of those gorgeous colonial cities, even in Mexico City itself, which, by the way, yes, it's a humongous city. Yes, it has, you know, the ills that any major city would have, but it's not necessarily the most dangerous city in the world. So we're really working hard on trying to dispel the notion that, you know, you can't go to Mexico City or you're going to get mugged, you know, right as you get off out of the taxi. You know, it's a fascinating city, Roy. Have you been to Mexico City?
Oh, I've been going to Mexico since I was 17 years old.
Well, there you go. I mean, it's changed, of course. It's huge. But if you go to one of our hotels, Condesa de Efe, for example, is in a small residential neighborhood that's filled with wonderful restaurants. They're excellent shops. The people at the Condesa de Efe hotel will take care of you. They will set up a driver for you with a car. If they will get a radio taxi, anything to ensure your safety and to make sure that you get to any of these excellent museums. The Museum of Anthropology is one of the most fascinating in the world. The shopping, of course, as you know, I mean, you can get anything from Prada all the way down to the Mercado. You can buy, you know, $5 tchotchkes, so to speak, to take to your house that are wonderfully handmade things.
Well, and, you know, I think, Lydia, that one is that, first of all, I have friends at Ritz-Carlton, and they always look after me, and I mm-hmm. think it's wonderful to be able to have an opportunity to go to those types of properties. However, for years, I've made it a policy to try and find the real Mexico as we knew it for years. Mm-hmm. And the only way I've been able to do that is by finding these small boutique hotels, as you now call them. We haven't always called them boutique.
Right.
It's a nice terminology. And I even my friends from Ritz-Carlton, sometimes when I meet, they say, listen, we're going to go down to Playa del Carmen, or we're going to be in Cancun, let's meet at, and I won't put out a name there just for the moment, but there's this lovely little boutique hotel, and I think that's owned by GoGo Tours, and it's just, it's in the little town that's still Mexico. Right. You know, it isn't all this, you know, flash and all those other wonderful things. I don't want to put that down, but it's very special. And if you want to see a country, to me, that's the way to go.
Absolutely. There's a lot of places that tout themselves as being, you know, a Mexican fishing village. And I do the little quote things on the side of that because, you know, they've been, the village has been relocated, the village has been changed, and then they build this big old hotel, and hello, you're next to a Mexican fishing village. Well, I beg to differ, like you do. You know, a real Mexican fishing village would be, for example, 2 hours north of Cancun in a tiny island called Holbox. And the island of Holbox actually has a genuine Mexican fishing village. And Mexico Boutique Hotels works with a teeny little hotel right there on Holbox Island. And it's, you know, it's the typical palapas, which are those thatched roofs.
Yep.
I mean, they're open everywhere. The seafood is as fresh as could possibly be. I mean, you can see them fishing it right outside practically your door. And you walk from the hotel to the, you know, I don't even want to call it a hotel because it's just more like a place to stay, you know. You walk from there to the actual fishing village. Hardly anybody speaks English. But you feel really at home. They welcome you. They want you to practice your hola, como estás, you know, or
right.
or where's the cerveza type of thing, or whatever it is, or, you know, and then you go back to this little hotel, a place to stay, and you have all the amenities that you would like in a very rustic setting, but you do feel that you are staying in Mexico. You're not, there aren't all these walls between you and the real Mexicans.
Exactly. One example, I've stayed in a lot of places in Acapulco, for example, and but one instance that I can think of is when I was staying at the Princess. I walked down the beach for maybe not even a quarter of a mile, where all these palapas were, and they had all these little fish places,
mm-hmm.
and the beer was a third of the price that it was at the hotel.
Oh, yeah.
the lunches and everything else, and it was so much more fun because everybody was running around and getting you these, you know, getting your beers if that's what you were drinking, and fresh fish. You can see them cooking it right there, and then just down a little bit further were these smaller hotels. And I think it's important right now, Lydia, to let's try and give our audience an example of. We can talk about boutique hotels, but give us a typical example of a specific boutique hotel versus the large hotel.
Versus the large hotel. Like, see, for example, let's talk about the beach again. I mean, going back to that, you can be in an all-inclusive hotel that has 300 rooms where you do not venture outside of the walls. You eat whatever they give you at the restaurant, which, you know, is what they call Mexican cooking, which might include a selection of quesadillas. Otherwise, you don't get much more adventurous than that.
And the occasional day trip.
And the occasional day trip, exactly. Now, on the other end of that would be, for example, like, you know, like I mentioned, okay, we're on the beach. There's Hacienda San Angel in Puerto Vallarta, which is a beach destination.
Right.
Now, it's not right on the beach, but it's a villa in the town, right in the heart of the town, okay? And one of these villas, for example, was Richard Burton's present to his wife, Susan.
Right, good. Now, let me just stop you there for a second. Now,
sure.
We switched from boutique hotels to another aspect of what you do, and you're calling those boutique villas, and this is in Costa Vallarta.
Yes, yes. That is another experience, that's another way to experience a Mexican stay, is by renting a villa. We have an association called, it's a group actually, called Costa Vallarta Boutique Villas. And they use actually the same reservation system as Mexico Boutique Hotels with the 800 non-multilingual reservations, etc. And these are privately owned villas all up and down the coast from Vallarta on north. And, for example, they'll have 8 rooms or 5 rooms or 4 rooms, depending. You can take your entire family for a family reunion.
Right.
Stay at one of these villas, which is very close to any of these real towns, you know, and you can stay at the villa on the beach. You will have a cook, a Mexican specialty cook.
Right.
You will have people, you know, to take care of the villa, cleaning and whatnot, so the lady of the house doesn't have to worry about picking up after anybody. They have, you know, they have a full staff, and you will be able to relax. There is when you will actually feel completely at home, because this is your house for the length of stay that you decide to
take. Now, let's make it clear that these are two different two different types of things. The boutique hotels are small hotels that you would say are in what, how many room range?
We have anywhere from four rooms, it's our smallest boutique hotels, all the way to 70. It's the largest one, and that's on Zihuatanejo.
Right, and so it's a larger property, but it's out of the way.
It's
not on Hotel Row, so to speak.
It's not on Hotel Row. And what sets it apart, again, is the whole experience, the service, the way people treat you when you're there. So whether it's four rooms or 70. Now, the Costa Vallarta Boutique Villas, on the other hand, they are self-contained private homes.
Right. I've also stayed at those, yes.
Yeah, well, then you will know that the service is excellent. It's as if you owned the villa. That's how you feel when you stay at one of these places.
Yeah, in fact, at Tianga's Best Tours out of Cancun, usually they rent one of these lovely villas, and they have a gambling night, a casino night. I don't know if you've ever been to it, but it's one of the, I always thought it was one of the highlights at the Tianga's trade show. And it's right on the same property as the I've kind of lost my thought here. What's the one with all the little swimming pools that used to be the Hilton years ago?
In Acapulco?
Yeah, in Acapulco.
In Acapulco, not the Hyatt.
No.
Las Brisas.
Las Brisas.
Yeah, Las Brisas. They rent out those villas for the cocktail parties and all that kind of stuff.
Right, and adjacent to the Las Brisas resort itself are a lot of private homes that they rent in along the lines of what you're talking about as boutique villas. And they're absolutely wonderful and beautiful. And the other part, and it's something that you have pointed out in some of the notes that you've sent me, is that this is particularly good for families.
Yeah.
You get couples. You get two or three couples with a three or four bedroom a villa. What could be more charming?
Well, and not only that, it's also, people think of a villa as being way beyond the range of the pocket, you know, and it's only for people with deep pockets. Well, really, it's not. If you have a six-room villa and you have six couples, really, really good friends, each one will have a magnificent room with a beautiful view, and, you know, $10,000 between six couples, I mean, come on, it really boils down to a wonderful vacation that everybody can afford.
Right.
And the same thing with a family reunion. Some of these villas are quite large, and they have, you know, they have small guest houses on top of the fact that they, you know, that it's a villa. You could conceivably have a, you know, multi-generational family reunion at one of these villas, each person paying, you know, so much. And what could be better than having your own private home on the beach, fully staffed? And you're 20 minutes away from Puerto Vallarta, which is, oh my God, it's a playground, as you well know. Magnificent restaurants, wonderful shopping, excellent nightlife. I mean, you couldn't ask for more.
Yeah, and I couldn't agree more. I think it's lovely. Now, how does someone make arrangements for this? Arrangements to stay at a boutique hotel and or at one of these villas, boutique villas as you call them?
Well, that's the beauty of this group. It's a very, very simple. We have a website, www.mexicoboutiquehotels.com.
Right.
And there is an 800 number attached to that website, which is attached to these wonderful reservationists who are multilingual. They speak four languages, Mexican, listen to me, Spanish, English, French, and German.
Right.
And that 800 number is 1-800-728-9098. Now, once you get a hold of one of these reservationists, you can ask them any questions. They know every single destination and every single hotel. They've visited all of them. And as for the villas, again, it's a very simple process. You go to www.CostaVallartaBoutiqueVillas.com, and it's the same reservation system. The number is 800-728-9098. You, again, will be able to reach these, you know, wonderful reservationists that are, you know, they're completely aware of everything that they sell. It's not, they're not automatic. Nothing's automated. You will get a person. The same level of service that we require from our hotels is the level of service that we require from our reservationists.
Lydia, that's terrific. You know, I'm very passionate about this, and I believe in this boutique hotel and boutique villa, as you call them. I think I'd like to, at another time, when we have a little more time, to mm-hmm. try and feature some of these different properties individually, where we may even be able to invite one of the owners or managers and mm-hmm. and chat about a specific villa in a specific destination. So let's stay in touch, and maybe we can do this at a later date.
That would be wonderful. Thank you very much for having us, Troy.
A pleasure, Lydia. Bye for now.
Bye-bye.